Okay, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana with WBOI News, and I just got to Pierogi Fest. It's Friday. We just got in line to get some pierogies. It is right around dinner time, so it's about 6:27. The line is really long, so we're going to see how long it takes us to get to put our order in. And we'll wait. We are very close to ordering our pierogies. Some of the options that we have are potato or potato cheddar, sauerkraut, meats, sweet cheese, mushroom, bacon, blueberry, plum, or sour cream. So we are gonna get some meat and potato cheddar. Could you tell me your name and where you work?
I'm Chris Bober, and I work at Cacio's.
Where are you from?
Poland. At the pierogi fest, we saw pierogi, we have Polish sausage, we have stuffed cabbage, we have filled crepes, potato pancakes. So what a pierogi is, essentially, is an Eastern European filled dumpling, pot sticker. The most popular varieties are filled with potato, and it's a great comfort food. It's very versatile. It could be an appetizer, it could be a finger food. Yeah, so it's great. It's so easy to prepare. You could throw it on a skillet, or you could warm it up like you would pasta, ravioli. It goes great with lots of different toppings, whether it's sour cream or pesto sauce, tomato sauce.
Right now, Slovak. Yeah, Slovak.
Okay. Okay. Are you from?
I'm from Czech, but yeah, we speak Slovak.
Okay. Thanks.
It's a fun family time filled with food and music and laughter.
What would you call yourself?
We are everybody's grandma, abuela, tia, yaya. Every ethnicity has an endearing person in their life that would hug you and celebrate with you and dress
buy you
like
clean
this.
Underwear for Christmas, because my grandma always did.
And Kate, for the people that are going to be listening to this radio, what are you wearing right now?
Now, very fancy right now, because it's going to rain over our babushkas, which are covering our curlers, is a very nice rain bonnet. We have our pearls because we're going to this doing. We have a very pretty house dress on, and because we were at the pierogi toss, we have our aprons on so we don't get dirty. We have our stockings on because they have to cover our feet. We all have red lipstick because you can never have too many shades of red. It's not shades of gray, it's shades of red.
Boucher red. And you're a nice girl, so we're going to give you a root beer bear.
Thank you.
My name is Jim Augustin, and I have lived in Whiting for 51 years.
So you've seen the Pierogi Fest from the beginning?
From the very beginning, yep. It started off, to the best of my remembrance, as just on Center Street, and it was more or less the church ladies from the four different Catholic churches all got together, and it was more of a battle of bragging rights for who cooked the best Polish food, and a way for us Polish people, you know, because we're the butts of a lot of jokes, to make fun of ourselves and make light of the whole, you know, dumb Polak kind of mystique that's out there. And it was just a way to embrace our food and our heritage.
And now
it's insane. Now it has turned into this. It's still the same. The parade's just as bigger and crazier. The crowds are wilder. And it's still really just about the food and the people, the dancers, and the music. Just a way to celebrate, you know, the people who came and founded the city. Most of them worked at BP. Then it was Amoco, the steel mills. My father's first generation American, his father came straight from Poland, so it's just, you know, just a way to celebrate what we are. And I'm like, you know, you go out into Chicago and they have the Rib Fest and the other places have the Corn Fest and everything, and it's great, you know, and they serve corn, and it's all about, you know, they have bands and the music, but nobody really has, like, this is truly a festival of the people and about who they are, and it lets everybody kind of come here and see a little taste of what built this town and how the community, I mean, we're a small town surrounded by big towns, and we're in great shape. You know, we just keep plugging along, and it's that same kind of can-do spirit that brought everybody here. You know, we're a town of immigrants.
For WBOI News, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.